This is Dr. Michael Wilkes of The Second Opinion. Many of us work hard and are respected for our work, but sex workers often experience stigma, both related to their occupation as well as to mental health issues they often face. Young street sex workers, who are the ones I care for, are not shy about pointing out how ashamed they feel, how they fear being recognized by classmates or those from their old neighborhood, and how their work plays with their mental health, often driving them to use drugs to escape their reality. They engage in sex work because they need the money for housing and food, and often to care for their young children. Most of the sex workers I care for have had major childhood adversities, leaving them with PTSD, depression, and anxiety. They have been exposed to violence, drugs, homelessness, and domestic violence going back years and even generations. Sex workers tell me how their families often refer to them as being dead, or that they are forced to tell their families lies about their work, and this constant lying makes them feel worthless and unvalued. They tell me how even in the healthcare environment, in a hospital emergency department or a clinic, they anticipate stigma. If they tell a provider they provide sex for money, they are shunned and often treated with contempt. If they've been a victim of a crime, a rape, an assault, or a robbery, they're often not taken seriously or feel that there is an implicit assumption that they were asking for it. All of this is potentially re-stigmatizing. Some health providers feel that sex work is an unacceptable occupation and is the root cause of mental health issues. If they only stopped their sex work, their mental health would improve. Other providers approach the issue of sex work with fascination or voyeurism. The end result of all of this is that sex workers often use selective disclosure or creatively hide their work as self-protection to minimize the chance that important medical or mental health issues are not ignored. And research suggests that when sex workers seek medical or mental health issues and they perceive stigma and discrimination, they avoid care in the future. We need to move on from exclusively focusing on the sex work and remember that these people's daily challenges of managing money, dealing with violence, juggling family, finding housing, and dealing with legal issues can be overwhelming. I wonder if our stigma needs to be inherent in sex work, or is it just a convenient way to exclude and disempower a group of people whose behaviors some find distasteful or polluting? When we treat people as less than, the messages are internalized and manifest as depression and anxiety and can lead to substance abuse as a means of avoidance and self-treatment. As a society, we need to rethink our attitudes toward what has been called the world's oldest profession in ways that allows us to support these workers, get them the care they may want, and stop the stigmatization. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.